Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, this is Tom Cruise, and your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to listen to this really, really great Sandspants radio podcast. Wow.
Hey, this is Mark Wahlberg, and things wouldn't have went down like they did if I hosted my favorite podcast, Hey Fam.
Brother.
You know what? Let's work out what the episodes are going to be about at the start of the episode. So those suckers...
We're letting people in behind the,
Every week, we're not going to do any text discussions about what the episode's about.
No, I don't
we
do
work
that.
It out. As we hit
record. We workshop it. We've got the whiteboard out.
Yeah.
But much like, Slam Dunk, you know, they get the little whiteboard and they practice. They're like, you go here. Like,
yeah,
of
course.
We're going to like
the
map
only,
out.
The only sports team to do that.
Yeah, well, also the one of three sports franchise I've engaged with. I've noticed the Mighty Ducks do it and also the Dillon Panthers and East Dillon Lions from Friday Night Lights. I'm not sure if other teams have access to such whiteboards.
Yep.
Or, whiteboard friendly markers, but here we are.
So at the top, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem.
TMNTMN.
Saw it hours before got here.
2 weeks ago.
So we can definitely talk about that.
Did I speak about the premiere?
Yeah, man, we talked about
did I speak about
it? Yeah, like the green cum pizza.
We've spoken about that?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, it's fine.
We'll go straight to the movie.
Then I saw the A24 movie that just came out in Australia last week. What's it called again?
Past Lives.
Past Lives.
Which sounds like a movie that should already... You know what I mean? It's a title where I'm always like, what's that one called again? Korean movie
called? Past Lives.
No, that would be the Italian remake.
There is a pasta reference.
That would be the Italian remake where a guy from Italy and he stays there to make pasta or something.
But he does like, he says that he wants to eat pasta. One of the best moments in the movie.
Yeah.
Is that it for me? Oh, I also watched You Were So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah.
I meant to watch that, but I didn't.
So that's definitely going to be on the film agenda for tonight.
Cool.
Now, we move from the silver screen to the bronze one.
One's that? iPhone?
That's the GBA.
Is that the GBA Advanced?
GBA SpongeBob.
Shrek 2 on GBA cartridge.
Everyone is excited to hear my take on the One Piece Netflix live action series.
Yeah, wow. Everyone has been, the train driver even stopped the train today and he said...
Levin's chimed in on
One Piece. And I said, buddy, let me give you one piece of advice. Keep driving this train because I've got to get home and record an episode. Man, that's like my favorite ever One Piece related thing I've said. I think I was like... A tweet. It got like no likes, but I was like, people keep asking me if I have read One Piece, I always respond, let me give you one piece of advice. No, I haven't. Or something like that. Everyone's saying, have you read One Piece? But no one's saying.
Should we find it? Should we boost that?
Don't. I'm going to
do it again. Let's boost Angus's tweet. Let's get 69 likes.
You find it, and it's just also full of some really it's like,
Hitler
had a point. It's
like, let me give you one piece of advice.
Yeah.
Hitler had a point.
6 million? A little high. Absolutely not. Not a Holocaust denying podcast. However, did get invited, and you should come to the premiere of The Continental starring Mel Gibson, the John Wick TV series at a theater.
It's so funny that the week that. I'm coming, by the way.
Oh, no, you are. I responded as a plus two. And I think it's on a Wednesday, so we can watch it then record.
Love it.
Break embargo, break my relationship with Amazon.
Yep.
But I'll say it. I'll be like, well, I'm doing this because I am not a Holocaust denier and I will not be silenced. Unlike the people that, you know, Mel Gibson silences.
So Netflix is releasing Chicken Run 2.
Starring everyone's...
So the original of that, which came out... I feel like the same year, like Shrek 2 or whatever came out, like early 2000s.
Oh, it was during COVID. It says, do you watch One Piece? No, but here's one piece of advice. Wash your hands and stay home. We were riffing on someone else's.
Oh, okay, right.
It was like fourth. It's like 2 months into
COVID. Oh, I can see a reply from me on
that. And he said, don't subtweet me.
Oh, okay.
And then I said, I've been one piecing my whole life. Okay. Remember that?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it was like a reference to something. I think I did it for you to notice it. I don't think you even got it at the time. But now I've had to explain in the subtweet.
Guys, we're going to get 69 likes tonight.
It's 4 years old.
COVID. Happy birthday, COVID.
Happy birthday, COVID. You're still 19. Forever 19.
sweet 19th. So Chicken Run 2 is coming out. And the original Chicken Run had Mel Gibson in the lead role. The claymation movie. And I didn't realize it was like as beloved as it is.
Yeah, I think it's like a generation or like an age group younger than us, because we're like the Wallace and Gromit kids. And there's a whole younger gen that just like froth on Chicken Run.
Yeah, I took my sister to see that, and I saw her to see both Shreks. And she's like Shrek. 6 years younger than me. So like
and I think that was all part of DreamWorks Arsenal, wasn't it? That was Chicken Run's DreamWorks, isn't it?
I think so, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll never know.
Chicken
Run 2 is Netflix, and they made the very, very safe decision. So they're going to replace Mel Gibson. And everyone is pointing
what's
this
his
out,
name like Rodney
funny.
Ripper or something. What's the lead chicken called?
Oh, is it actually the same character?
Yeah,
that's so funny.
It's the same guy.
I thought it was just another male chicken.
No, it's the same guy. it's insane.
Like no one's like, I love Chicken Run. I clearly don't know the Chicken Run fan base.
People do love
but
Chicken
no one's
Run.
Like, I love Chicken Run for this character. Like, they just love Chicken Run because it's a clay chicken movie. It could be literally
I love
any
this.
Fucking...
I love that you're like... I reckon they love it because of the character. It's such an absurd thing to say. They like it because it's clay chickens.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't think anyone's like, oh, if they make a Chicken Run 2, they better bring back Barry Beekstein.
I think he's like the lead character.
Yeah, but like, did anyone... I don't know. Is anyone...
It's like, imagine going to see like the second like Spider-Man movie and being like, oh, damn, stupid me. I thought Spider-Man was going to be in this and getting like disappointed that they focus on like...
No, it's like, you know, you just have a bunch of chickens and at some point they run. Movie
well, it's like a remake of The Great Escape, essentially, right? They're like in a coop and they're trying to get out. I've never seen it. I've
except with an anti-Semitic chicken in it.
I've definitely been in the company of people who have like quoted it and they were younger than me.
What do they say?
Well, like, the I don't know. Like,
Bacock!
Probably, yeah. That they say... love this movie, but I don't for the characters. It's because they're clay chickens.
I love those clay chickens.
It scratches a smooth part of my brain.
But so they've gone like, we can't bring back problematic actor Mel Gibson for this role.
So they had a jar and had some names, and there was Shia LaBeouf, Casey Affleck,
Ezra Miller.
It's a real lucky dip. They close their eyes.
Lizzo.
Mr. Netflix. Lizzo was eating.
Just everyone that's been cancelled in the last year and a half.
Yeah, everyone has.
Yeah, but so they got Zachary Levi.
And they're like, he's fine. He's not going to have a nervous breakdown ahead of the release of Shazam 2 Fury of the Gods. He's not going to be like scabbing at Comic-Con or some shit.
It's amazing because it's a rollout every month. He does something else fucking stupid.
He's not going
to
go on Joe Rogan.
To remind everyone how much people don't like him.
Yeah. He seems like he just wants to be liked so bad, doesn't it?
Yeah, but he also has insane ideas that he wants to share with the world.
Yeah, he does. And you know what? They say that those are the people who cast in Chicken Run legacy sequels with new voice actors.
Yeah.
I don't know what his name is. I've never watched it. I don't care.
I like Barry. What did you say? Barry Beek?
Barry Beekman.
not only that, so not only do you have like Netflix being like, oh, don't worry, like Mel Gibson isn't going to be in this. Oh, whoops, it's Zach Levi.
No.
But the day before it, the trailer for this new John Wick
prequel series,
and Mel Gibson is the star.
It's crazy.
And is he playing the young, what's his name? Ian Shane?
No, I think that would be like rude to Ian McShane to be like, young, you look like this. It's like the same age as Mel Gibson. You in the 70s looked fucked. Mel Gibson's been looking crazy lately, though. That picture I sent of you and him and Jim Caviezel, Sound of Freedom.
The only thing I've seen him do in
promote Sound of Freedom
is promote Sound of Freedom, a movie that he's not even in.
No, but his production company, I think, picked it up after Fox dumped it
for Australia as well.
Yeah. And he owns the Dendy's, apparently.
Ah,
yeah,
Gibby.
This rabbit hole goes
yeah
real far.
But yeah, this is super
the
funny.
The Gibbs man.
Back in.
Mel's back. It's crazy. He just had a huge, like... Was his last big movie, like, Signs or something? Like, What Women Want? I'm trying to remember, like, what was the last thing before, like... That tape of him came out of him saying like crazy anti-Semitic shit.
When he was like barking at his wife about black people as well. Like,
I remember he was like drunk and arrested, like drink driving. And like there was like that, like maybe like cop footage. And he's like, I think he started like ranting about Jews then.
Yeah. And then, I mean, and that spun out of all the like the Passion of the Christ. Like, that is kind of like, that's like the turning point. That's when he starts to get crazy. You want to get nuts.
But then people were like, at that time as well, he was simultaneously making like some of the best films ever. Like a lot, I've still never seen it, but people like Apocalypto was one of the great films of all time.
Right.
Remember you just started committing to making like films in dead languages?
I mean, it's that South Park line where it's like, say what you want about him, but the guy knows how to make a good movie. You know, and they're like, they're trying to like find someone, they're trying to hire a director and it's like Michael.
In what?
In South Park.
Oh, yeah.
But then they also do that fantastic one where they just use his cutout. You know when they when they use his, someone's cutout heads, they can be extra crazy.
Like
with
Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
When he was like the ass heads with like his kid or something, his parents. Remember?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, damn.
Okay, so
who's the original? I think it was David Hasselhoff.
Saddam Hussein.
When Mr. Garrison got a nose job, like seventh episode.
Yeah. So Chicken Run, Rocky is the character's
name.
That's
pretty
close. That's 2000. What Women Want is 2000. Signs is 2002. The Singing Detective, Paparazzi, Edge of Darkness. So there's nothing between Paparazzi and Edge of Darkness.
What are we talking like in years?
2004 2010. That's 2011. 2011 he makes The Beaver. Do you remember that Jodie Foster thing?
I think it's like him, Jodie Foster. Is it like...
She like directed it.
Yeah. Is it like... Is Jennifer Lawrence in it or there's like a younger actor?
Young Jennifer Lawrence.
And he's like... Talks to a beaver or something.
Yeah.
And that was like a famous blacklist script, like where people were like, oh, this has been a hot script for years. Do you remember when they made What Men Want? Like a few years ago, like a remake. Like
really?
Like they made a woke remake of it.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Man, he has been in some shit since then. They take the lid off the mel jar with The Beaver. And then he makes like one movie a year for a couple years.
What's the war film he made again? Something Ridge? It's like his other directorial.
I don't know.
Because he did like Braveheart.
He's not in that movie. He made that movie, right?
Hacksaw Ridge.
Okay, yeah. Right. But then
in Australia. It's like Andrew Garfield, Vince Vaughn.
2021 and 2022, he just starts making shitloads
of
movies.
Dragged Across Concrete because people say that's like a fucking crazy good movie.
I'm not standing the unseen movies of Mel Gibson, but I am going to definitely see Fat Man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's that Santa one.
The Santa movie.
What year is Dragged Across Concrete? Is that in that? Is that part of his, like, people say that's his, like, comeback. It's a acting one.
Oh, okay. That's not on here. There it is, 2018.
Okay. I think that's, like, seen as his, like...
Mel Gibson, Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Don Johnson.
Dude, it's kind of, like, MVPs besides everyone. No. I'm seeing a lot of Vince recently.
Yeah.
He's, I'm watching like the last few seasons of Curb. I don't know why I didn't watch them. I even bought them because I hated the binge spread. I was like, I'm going to watch them eventually. But when Albert Brooks's brother, you know, he died in real life and he's Funkhauser.
Right.
Do you remember Funkhauser? Did you ever watch Curb? You didn't really.
No,
did you? Was Marty Funkhauser when you watched it?
I think I
know. Do you
remember
Curb? He's the proxy while...
You mean in Arrested Development?
Yeah.
The proxy. Yeah. I know that guy. Yeah.
So he died. And so he's not in the show anymore. But Vince plays his cousin called Freddy Funkhauser. He just kind of replaced him. And they haven't said he's dead because I think it makes like Larry sad. He's just like away in China on business, like Marty Funkhauser. And Vince is his brother now. He's just like in every episode, just acting like Vince Vaughn essentially. It looks nothing or sounds nothing like him. It's so weird. And he's just like in every episode of Curb for the last two seasons.
That's fun.
Yeah. I watched one last night where he like opened it. He bought a hotel and he turned it to the Funk House. That's the name of it. And Larry was like, I can make you the best ever minibar. And they didn't like it. And he's like, this is the best. You're crazy. He's like, minibars are dog shit. This is really good. Don't know what you're missing out on.
The last time I saw Vince Vaughn on behind the camera, was...
Well, he's behind the camera now. He films every episode of Hey Fam that we never published.
Of course. Yeah.
Just for our personal and his personal files.
But it was like the Oscars or something like that and someone gave like a big like anti-Trump speech and then it cut to all of the conservative actors and he was one of them and he was just scowling at this speech. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, he's just like a big, tall conservative.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah. Funny guy though.
hilarious guy.
He's great. He's very funny. Great movie. Yeah, yeah. He's funny in everything. I've never seen someone being like Vince Vaughn was the weakest thing in that, especially True Detective season two.
You know, bring back using the gif of him doing the motorboat face.
When it crashes.
Yeah,
from iconic. When it crashes, yeah. Great movie of gifs. When, back when Bradley Cooper played like Ivy League jerks. Remember?
Yeah.
Before he played like Jewish prosthetic nose man.
Who?
Oh, he's making a film where he's playing this.
Oh, wait, hold on, wait. You said Bradley Cooper. I thought you were talking about fucking Vince Vaughn.
No, Bradley Cooper's in. He's like the foil in Wedding Crashers. Yeah. The rich guy.
I heard he wears a prosthetic nose while recording all of his Rocket Raccoon lines.
That makes sense. I mean, a rocket has a snout, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He has the best job in Marvel. Like, he doesn't get like tarred with the dog shit that people like hurl.
Yeah, everyone just universally loves his character.
But Rocket is like top two characters probably in the MCU.
Jarvis, number one.
Jarvis before he became Vision. I like when Jarvis knew his place.
Yep.
As Tony Stark's AC/DC queuing up robot. And the first ever Rhodey.
Oh yeah.
Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard.
Oh, obviously White Panther.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously.
Hey, can you believe they've all of the Black Panther 2 Lego sets are half off at Big W at the moment?
Dude.
And I was like,
you can find them behind the Eternal sets.
Yeah, I was going to get one for you.
Just because it had him in it?
No, they haven't made a minifigure of our boy White Panther yet.
We should start like a petition that's like,
make Agent Ross
minifigures. Release Agent Ross minifigures or we get like really sad.
That would be great if like they do it in like one of those blind bag sets, but like, it's like a phenomenon across the world where everyone's busting open the boxes because they don't put them in bags you can feel anymore. They're all in those boxes.
Yeah, they're all boxes and they claim it's for environmental reasons, but I guarantee you, so people can't like buy sets and they make more money. They can't feel out sets.
Yeah. But the very easy answer to this is they should have gacha machines that you get the minifigs from.
No, because you waste even more money.
Yeah. With hard plastic shells.
Yeah, that's really good for the environment.
That's enough of
white the Marvel characters.
No, Agent Ross will return.
Wouldn't it be funny if
Agent Ross will return in Payfan?
Well, wouldn't it be funny if they were like, oh, whatever his name's died, instead of replacing with Harrison Ford, Thunderbolt Ross was Mel Gibson. He's got a crazy name, Mel Gibson. Like, they don't make that is like basically like parody with Tom Cruise, like in terms of like names they don't make anymore.
It's insane that he is like Australian as well.
Yeah, but we kind of don't even claim it anymore. Like he's in America.
I've brought this up a million times. Went to my high school in the same That's year right. as my dad.
That's right.
And got expelled or asked to leave the school for reasons I can't remember.
We got to find out.
I think it's something really boring. Like he just, you know,
didn't go to class.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He was running. You know, like
he claimed the church liturgies weren't passionate enough.
You're wrong language. He's like, why are these things in English?
Yeah, yeah.
This shit could have been Aramaic. Yeah, he's crazy.
But
you know what? It takes all types to build a world.
Should we talk about One Piece?
Yeah, unfortunately, I haven't watched it yet.
You fucking asshole! I watched two episodes. I don't have
Netflix at the moment.
Like, oh, okay.
It's like $25 a month, and it's got nothing on there.
Because my theory was that you would actually probably enjoy it way more than me.
Well, you know what I did. I downloaded the first 40 chapters. I wasn't going to tell you.
This must be way heavier.
Yeah, I was like, why would I watch? This was my reasoning. I didn't want you to get. I'm gonna try reading it again.
Well, One Piece is free. The first 108 chapters are free on the Shonen Jump app right now. If you haven't read them before, and you were thinking about dipping a toe in, especially if you're one of those freaks that thought the One Piece Netflix.
Aren't you happy
was
with
good.
My decision?
Yeah, of course I'm so. Because
I was like, I don't want to watch this. I want to read it. I'm bringing nothing
it's
to
like,
this.
So. I have a lot of complex feelings about a shitty Netflix show. It's 8 episodes and apparently it's doing quite well viewings wise, but I don't believe any Netflix shit. But,
oh, no one can. Yeah.
They're
like, this is the most beloved show of all time. And it's like a press release by them.
This is watched more than Seinfeld has been watched ever.
Yeah. Just lies.
Lies of P. Coming soon.
Soon, yeah.
To Game Pass.
Yeah, that looks crazy, right? It's like, what, Pinocchio Bloodborne?
Yeah. They should just call it Pinocchio Bloodborne.
Yeah, they should. They can't.
Lies of P sounds like...
It sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
Sounds like you lie in a pile of piss. Like you've done you've pissed yourself.
Or like Eliza Minnelli's pee.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I wish.
But So yeah, I watched the first episode of the One Piece live action show on Netflix, and they're covering the first, obviously, like the introing you to all the characters, not all the characters, like the first five of the main Straw Hat Pirate crew, and a bunch of side characters and lots of villains. And basically, they're covering the first 108 chapters of the manga. It's known as the East Blue Saga. And I have read, watched, and played.
You've interacted with that arc. That's so that many, arc like,
so
mediums,
many times,
right?
Like well over 10.
Like I imagine it's the first.
Like I read it.
50 episodes of the anime or something.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of the first, yeah, like you said, the first 50 anime.
It's a video game adaptation.
I played two One Piece Pirates Warriors games that went through that arc. You had to get through that to get to the actually good stuff.
It's so weird that they did
them.
It twice.
It's like, dude, and that game's like 5 years apart. Why do I have to do it again? I played a match 3 puzzle game, a One Piece, One Piece Bounty Hunters or something like that. And they made, that was the plot, first 108 chapters.
That's really funny.
And then I've watched
maybe all the people making these things only have, they haven't paid for Shonen Jump app. So they're like, we can only make the first 108 chapters because it's all we know.
And then I watched a thing called Episode of East Blue, which is a manga, an anime version that condenses it all into one episode.
Is that good?
The established Straw Hats reminiscing.
Oh.
And so you get like a segments.
Like a clips episode.
Yeah, but it's like they've remade it all. They're not just showing the old animation.
Sure.
Because the anime is like terribly paced.
Sure.
Funnily enough, those early episodes aren't too badly paced compared to what it is now. It hits, there is like a good few years of the One Piece anime that are really watchable, like the Water 7 through to Marineford arc, if anyone cares. That's like as good as reading it. You know, it's really, really fun. Great pacing.
What years are that? Like after,
like mid 2000s.
Sure.
But there's nothing. But there's nothing mid about that arc, and really good animation too. But yeah, I've also I did the One Piece Museum, and a lot of that focuses on East Blue stuff. I've interacted with that arc so much, and so I guess going into it, to see them do a very straight rendition of it with like a few changes here or
but
there,
but it's like not. Like that derivative, it's still quite derivative of the original, right? Like in terms
No. It's like yeah, well, like they are telling, they're faithfully telling the story.
Yeah.
And I think it's definitely not as bad as I and certainly a lot of other people were expecting, but it also to me at best is like a CW show,
sure,
or like some of the lower tier Disney Star Wars shows.
Of course.
I got that same just lack of feelings watching that, and I'm like. Me, that kind of dread of like, oh, how many of these are there? Do I have to pay attention to all of it? Like I said to you, like after watching the first episode and a half, I was like, look, it's not as bad as I was expecting
but
it to
you're
be.
Like cooking
but I cannot be bothered sitting down to watch
this.
The
beats,
I might put it on to watch. Like the fight choreography isn't particularly good.
Yeah, sure. Which is a big part of One Piece, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And
an actor who I really liked from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is Buggy. One of the fun early villains who becomes a lot more fun as the series progresses. And like his scenes in particular, the performance was fine, but just the way it was cut, the pacing of it was so slow, and they've condensed it like pretty admirably, but it still drags so much to me. I kind of wish that they had lots of like overlapping plots. So they introduce the characters at similar times, but they're all in different places.
You get different, like,
and then they meet up somehow. I feel like there's a fun way to really chop this. I mean, but like, then who are you appealing to by doing that? Me, who's
already
experienced this manga. And no matter how good this is, I'm never going to say it's better than the manga, right?
Of course
you're not. So look, I think hopefully this thing, you know, makes more people read it, because I think it's a really, really fun and creative manga. But ultimately for me, I think that it is like pretty depressing that one of the most creative long form stories is a extremely average streaming show. But look, I'm one curmudgeon about it. I just don't know. The Alec Robbins, who wrote Mr. Boop, did an awesome rant about it on Twitter. Where he was just kind of like, if you like this show, I'm sorry, but you do not have the love for comics in your heart, which I thought was great. But like, yeah, nothing that I love about the manga series is in that Netflix show, but it's definitely not made for me. So it's fine that other people are going to find love for it. I hope everyone who's, you know, burned through those first through eight episodes and is like
Read the manga
looking forward to the next season, brother, come come join me over in the mangaverse.
I think I'm gonna try. I was gonna surprise you and be like, I've actually.
You did.
No, but I was gonna have read it.
Cause like, yeah,
but I wanted to like talk you down now.
How many chapters? Oh, you just downloaded it.
Yeah, I downloaded 40.
How far into Beck did you get?
Well, I downloaded that. I've just been really busy lately. I've been watching a lot of movies because I'm presenting Shin Godzilla tomorrow night. So I've actually gone through like the canon of Hideaki.
The canon.
Outside of Evangelion. And so I've tracked down like, thanks to like internet. What is it like? The internet. What's that place that just Internet Archive?
Yeah.
They have like Blu-ray rips of the Japanese versions of these films. So I've like downloaded them. And then I've on Premiere, I've had to like get subtitle tracks and actually like sync them to the film, export those. And like, just so I can like airplay it.
That's awesome.
Like, there's one that's like got a shitty 480p rip
can
on
I
YouTube.
Can I steal all these things?
Yeah, I've got them all saved. They're sick. And so I've been watching a lot of those. Cause like, yeah, I love Evangelion, but also like I love Anno and I'm like, you know what it's like. You and I are these completionists where you're like,
oh, yeah,
I've got to watch everything. And, you know, I've seen all the Shin trilogy, but I hadn't seen these other films that he'd made before that. And it's been so good. I think my favorite's his first one, Love and Pop. Shot it on like consumer video cameras.
Yeah.
And it's just like a day in the life of these teenage girls. And it was this thing in Japan in the like 90s. It was like 97. He made this straight after End of Evangelion. And it's like, there were these things called telephone clubs. That's what it translated to. And it was like pre-internet. But basically, if you're a girl, like a teenage girl, you'd be like, men would go sit in clubs with just phone booths. Sorry, with telephones, and they'd call. And like, you had to pick it up if you're a girl, and they would take you out on like a date and stuff. Mm. And it's like a girl just trying to make money in one day to buy a ring and going out with like strange men. It's insane. It's really bizarre. It's shot really like no cut. It's almost like Michael Babe, except no, just in the sense that no shot lasts more than 3 seconds. And it's just like really crazy. It's basically like all the train scenes on Evangelion and Shinji's head, like as a movie with like teenage Japanese.
How long does it go for?
2 hours. It's like a feature film.
Yeah, wow. Crazy.
So I've been watching a lot of that, which is why I haven't read it yet. Cause I've like, don't want to, you know, if you're going to talk about something, you're like, you want to know about it. You don't want to get
No, of course. No, it's sick. No, yeah. Also I would never ever discourage you from,
don't worry. I've been doing another Japanese thing.
Yeah.
Mine's like heaps more underground too. I had to make
That's
this
what I mean.
Version.
I would never ever discourage you from taking in a bunch of content that no one else can relate to you on.
That I have to talk
That's
about.
That's my world. Man, I was deep in the Dexy zone yesterday and just watching like weird lectures that people have done about Gekiga, that manga that I was telling you about last week. And then just...
What do you mean, like going lectures in like halls and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, like watching... Wow. Yeah. That my favorite translator, Ryan Holmberg, has done a bunch of guest lectures.
That's crazy.
In like Hawaii. Art galleries and stuff like that. And so I watched all of those.
But you said Art Kellys instead of Art Galleries. I was like, damn.
But then I just started like... I contacted like a Malaysian manga seller on eBay and I was like, what do you got? And gave him a list and he found all these things that he had in stock and like, yeah, but big parcel of like out of print manga from Malaysia is on its way to me. And like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's huge.
But all this like Osamu Tezuka stuff that never got translated for an English, or got translated to English, but only for a Malaysia release, not for a greater Western
the
writes world.
Just weird or something.
I don't even know why. Yeah. And who knows how good quality these books are going to be, but I'm excited to read a bunch
of
shit.
I'm excited for
that,
you. Oh, that's crazy.
This is like me and Mike, you know me, like I just
reading
manga
coin.
that no one else I know has read and being like,
we love gatekeeping.
Another great one.
That's what we do. We gatekeep, brother.
Yeah. Talking to my
I'm making my own rips of Anno films with subtitles burnt on. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's sick. I'm like the movie version of your shit. And yeah, there was that second one I was sending you photos from the other night because it's like literally identical to Shin Kamen Rider in terms of like composition. And like he shoots it too. The whole movie is shot in Ube, which is his hometown, which is the ending of 3.0 plus 1.0.
Right,
so they even, they're at the train station where like him and Mari run off. It's all there. And I'm like,
that's
this
awesome.
Guy is... It's so beautiful watching so these meta. Films because I'm like, he keeps making the same movies over and over again.
Yeah.
And just about like the lead character in it is a guy who is a successful anime director who's trying to make his first live action film. And I'm just like, oh, that's you. And then like, yeah, the lead actor is, the actress is Steven Seagal's half Japanese daughter based on a memoir.
It's so good.
Based on a memoir she wrote about like how much she hated being in LA during Steven Seagal making his film The Patriot. I'm like, and none of that is in the film, but it's like based on her memoir.
Yeah, that's crazy as shit.
Then she plays, it's insane. It's so weird, but they're just like hanging out at the train station, standing perfectly apart. And I'm just like, this is the same as Shin Kamen Rider, like the composition.
Did Steven Seagal marry a Japanese woman at one point? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Jinjutsu, like, they still together? Yeah, about that. They were going to be, but he had to audition for Chicken Run 2. He was pulled out of that jar.
That's a good casting move.
Steven Seagal as a chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. Yeah, yeah, I like that. Cluck Foo or something like that.
But yeah, that's my long-winded thoughts on the One Piece thing. Maybe I will watch the rest of the season. Like, I didn't fucking hate it, but I feel the same way about Ahsoka. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just means nothing to me.
See, with Ahsoka, though, for me, I'm like, it's a new story at least.
Yeah, but you want...
I know this
you
character.
Want,
you yeah, want, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel like a new story to me.
No, it wouldn't.
Because I just...
You don't know the characters. Yeah, you don't know the, like, relationship. Alexi messaged me today, actually. He's just like, oh my God, I just watched the newest episode. He's like, I fucking love Ahsoka.
Yeah, yeah.
New episode was crazy. The next
episode...
You
know he hasn't watched...
Andor?
Andor.
I know.
I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't know why he hasn't.
Yeah.
But the next episode's playing in cinemas next week.
What?
Yeah. Star Wars tweeted today. Like,
which cinemas?
So there's a bunch in America, and apparently it might be coming to Australia as well. They're doing it like internationally.
Okay. Well, if that happens, just for the thrill of watching Star Wars with you in a cinema, I will catch up on
Ahsoka. How weird is that?
Yeah. I mean,
I'll find out through work.
You saw a Kanye West album stream in a cinema once. That's still the weirdest thing that you've seen in a cinema.
And that was live.
I think. Yeah, yeah.
That was like beamed live from Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
That was such a good morning, man. Me and people.
Beautiful morning?
Yeah, it was literally track two. We brought, BYO mimosas, making them in the toilets. It's like making jail mimosas. I had like the Australian fresh orange juice and like mini champagnes, and we're just drinking them, and the staff were like baffled because everyone else was drinking like coffees and stuff because it's like 7 a.m. and I was absolutely buzzed and went straight to work afterwards. It was just like blitzed.
So I saw Past Lives. That was
we got to our Ninja Turtles, brother.
We will.
All right.
I feel like Past Lives is a quicker conversation.
Sure. Yes.
Ninja Turtles, I could go all night.
Yeah. Cowabunga. Should we order some... some pizza. There's one down the road in Stanmore.
Yeah. Is it going to be covered in green?
Well, yeah, they're doing it at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know. It was so funny that in Ninja Turtles, they're eating like pizza that comes out of Pizza Hut boxes, but it looks really good.
I know.
They modeled the boxes after the Pizza Hut boxes.
But they made pizza.
The pizza, it's that real thin New York style crust.
They ain't making that. Pizza Hut ain't making that.
No.
Especially Pizza Hut Australia.
God damn that.
Remember how good the Pizza Hut scene is in Back to the Future 2, where they pop in the little ones?
And come out big. That's great.
That was like, that's the future I should be in right now.
I was
instead I'm in the future where I'm presenting Shin Godzilla to.
That's an okay future.
No, I know it's great.
After Ninja Turtles today, I was walking through the food court, and they have a food court version of Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Weird, it's starting to come back.
Yeah.
I'm noticing it. I'm noticing it pop up.
But Domino's just sledged them. It's so weird that like...
Yeah, Domino's sledged them because they were just like, we're not a restaurant.
But is that like internationally that Domino's dominated?
Yeah, and I think they did it because they were like, we're not a restaurant. It's just takeaway. Whereas Pizza Hut had to have separate real estate. I think that tied into it where it was like a destination, and it was very much like an 80s, 90s thing where you'd go, 70s even, you'd go out with family and go to Pizza Hut for the night. You know what I mean? And Domino just kind of fucking killed it because they were like, we just get pizzas. And I was like, that's not romantic. I like the going to the all you can eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah,
like
sitting
in a booth.
I like making a very tall soft serve ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. And you'd put in, I remember like,
I love the brownie chunks
in the soft serve to like pretend to have chocolate chips and make my friends eat it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but no, I miss that. And I think Domino's blitzed it just because they were like, well, we can have a shop that's an eighth of the size and have like 20 people crammed in that kitchen just getting pies made.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, there's nothing romantic about that. But Domino's sees himself as a tech company, you know, more so than food, because they make all this like oven tracking technology and they license that out to other companies and stuff, and they actually like trade really high.
Well, and they do shit like, you know, hey guys, what if we sold pasta, which is such a tech bro kind of.
Totally. And they like invest in like drones to deliver pizza. You know what I mean?
Are they droning in Sydney yet?
Not yet, no. I think in New Zealand they were. I keep abreast of this information.
Yeah, good.
But I don't know.
Yeah, you've outgrown your ordering Domino's phase.
Yeah, that was tied when Star Wars shows used to premiere on Fridays.
Yeah.
And then Noon would come over for every single one and we would order two pizzas, watch it, and then watch a Steven Seagal movie. And I miss that. That was actually
sounds great. Yeah.
It was every Friday, rush home because it would premiere at like 6 and just get like Pepsi, two garlic breads, two pizzas, have a GB each because they're pretty small. It's Domino's. And then...
What's a GB?
Garlic bread.
Oh, I thought you meant ginger beer.
No, GB. GB. Garlic bread. And then... yeah, two pizzas. I'd usually get a...
Well, you had a fucking garlic bread each?
Yeah, man. They're like that big. It's like Domino's. It's right, are they? It's like you're thinking 90s Pizza Hut where
exactly.
It's like a French
loaf. Fucking baguette.
Yeah, yeah. No, man. Everything now is
a baguette
like,
wrapped in foil.
No, everything's tiny now. It's like maybe 6 slices.
Right, okay, sure.
And you're just like, that's back in my day.
Yeah.
Shit, but I miss that. But yeah, you know, Friday nights changed. There's no more Star Wars on a Friday night. And you know what? We did it too for WandaVision.
Oh, wow.
I think. Because it was during lockdown as well. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, like but like the lockdown where you could visit your
friends.
You
could travel 5 kilometers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I think that's why we were like... Oh.
Unless you were me and I was stuck in my own fucking...
Yeah, you were...
I couldn't leave. That sucked.
Yeah, that blew. I didn't see you for ages. I didn't see anyone for ages. No, I mean, I did.
I saw Past Lives last week.
Pasta Lives.
And it was our date night movie last week. How good are you proud of me? I'm seeing one movie at the movies minimum.
It's great.
Every week for the last 3 months.
Brother, I love it. I'm back. It's so many people like in my life have actually reached out and been like, man, movies are back. You're right. Like a lot of people are like being like, I'm into movies again. What do you think it is?
I'm seeing a fucking...
Do you think it's this like huge homogenous turn away from like cookie cutter comic book movies and just like... Oppenheimer and Barbie killing it? Like, do you think it's been this like mass cultural thing?
I mean, no, like... for me, it was like going, stop only seeing MCU movies. Mm. I think,
but also like people didn't have a choice because that's all there was.
I know, that's what I mean. I think for me, it's like, I have to go see shit that isn't that.
Well, that's why I think like Oppenheimer Barbie like broke the levy for the masses, not like for already pilled film people.
Yeah.
But I think it reminded people who normally just go to see a comic book film that, oh wait, there's like other movies, and they kind of snapped out. It's like they were hypnotized for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh yeah, this happens too. You can just go see these movies. And they make so much money. Barbie's like the highest grossing Warner Brothers film of all time.
And Oppenheimer has made more than every Marvel Studios movie.
Since 2020.
Since 2019.
It's crazy that it's bodied like Eternals.
Because the only MCU movie that's done better than it is No Way Home.
And that's in Sony film.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Fucking nuts. Like a fucking 3-hour long biopic about...
Fucking Feige might be sweating under that brim.
Yeah.
He hasn't had a hit.
And Marvel's is not going to be the hit.
You don't think so?
No, I'm going to put my money on the line here.
The Supes might say it's...
Imagine being Brie Larson loving this episode of Hey Fam with all the pizza talk.
Yeah,
and then we drop that on her.
We honeypotted her in here. Yeah, no one's going to watch that movie.
And now, a word from our really, really great sponsors. Trust me, I know a lot about good deals, folks, and this is a great deal.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
But hey, everyone should go watch Past Lives. It's the new A24.
Get a bowl of pasta.
It's been out everywhere.
Yeah, it was at like New York Film Festivals earlier this year.
Okay, Australian Sydney. Audiences have been copying an L a lot this year.
I didn't. I saw it in June.
Yeah, the film festival. It doesn't count. It's not real.
It 100% does, because I drove to a theater, I sat down, I got tickets, watched the film, engaged with the film, and then left the cinema. Like, I've seen it. Like, it is real.
The Big Picture podcast guys they did like a film festival episode.
Oh, sure.
And one of them went to Venice.
The Venice ones,
and
yeah.
saw like two, maximum three movies a day.
Well, like Priscilla and stuff.
Yeah, and Ferrari and shit like that.
Man,
and
I'm
then,
so pumped for Ferrari.
Yeah, man. But then the other
You've
guy...
You've seen that trailer, haven't you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Unbelievable. The other guy went to someone in America.
It's good out there, doesn't it?
It's amazing.
What is that? Some like...
Sounds like some fucking Ninja Turtles pizza.
Yeah,
there.
I'm like, cowabunga.
They've been back in the Western subs where I came from. they've been doing backburning all day, so it just smells like fucking fires. Does not smell like the garlicky cum.
Unfortunately,
dude. Now that Red Rooster around the corner is doing fried chicken, your house smells pretty good all the time. I'll be honest.
Mine,
yeah, well, yeah. Red Rooster always used to do just like chips. Baked chicken.
Yeah, yeah. And there's chips. Like Macca's down there that sometimes I can almost smell when I step out into the street.
Best ever for smells. House I ever lived at was in Granville, which was around the corner from El Jana. So
yeah, I remember that
charcoal chicken and garlic sauce. Like, get out of here! So good. The fuck was I talking about? Oh yeah, the other guy, Sean Fantasy from Big Picture, was averaging 5 to 6 movies a day, dude, at this festival.
Mainline.
I could never, dude.
Say that, but
dude, I tried to do 3 and I fell asleep during the best one. Remember? Ultraman. And
oh
Ultraman,
yeah, yes. And you were like lucid dreaming.
Yeah, yeah. My brain combined all 3 movies.
You're like, am I watching Spider-Man right now? Yeah.
No, it was the fucking Flash, Elemental, and Ultraman. What a combo.
That smells amazing.
What's going on?
I don't know, man, but I'm bummed I haven't got invites.
What are they cooking?
Yeah, you did the triple header.
But yeah, that's no way I could live. But I can live by seeing past lives. And
Pasta lives.
Pasta lives, thank you. I don't know any of the actors beyond the girl in that movie, Greta Lee. She was in that
Agents
morning,
of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
The morning show that I forced
myself Morning Wars / Morning Show.
I liked her straight away as soon as they introduced her, but they did nothing with her for an entire season.
That's awesome. She didn't die in Italy.
But like, she didn't. Oh, she didn't crash her car.
I guess she didn't have an arc then.
COVID. Yeah. but so I knew she was in this movie, and I knew that like it's like a playwrights or a film, a theater director's first
feature.
Film.
Yeah.
And it's about two like primary school sweethearts in Korea.
Yeah, schoolyard, like 12-year-old sweethearts, or not even 12, younger probably.
And like they kind of get set up on a date
South
with their
Korea.
Parents. They're in South Korea, and then the family with
the girl moves to America with her parents and sister or something, or just parents.
Canada, isn't it?
And then, Canada, and then she emigrates to
New York.
To New York City.
So we see this
to
like
be a playwright, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I was like, I see what you're
which
doing.
Which is very, I looked up, is very similar to what happened to the
director. Yeah.
And you know, when they're in their 20s, they get back in touch with each other and have a relationship over
Skype,
Facebook.
It is the best. Like, this movie just absolutely bodies the proper use of tech for time stamping and carbon dating. Like,
it
when
is
something
crazy,
is
dude. When they're contacting
when they're
over
using Skype,
over Facebook.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, how did they get
old
like
Facebook
2008 era or 2012 era Facebook?
And it just looked so real. And then you're like, oh yeah, it used to just be that. There was no ads. It was just like whatever. And then like when they're Skyping and it keeps cutting out and you're just like, that noise.
That
it brought
shitty,
back so many memories. Yeah.
But the movie opens with the three main characters. These sweethearts and then the girls.
Current day husband, like American white Jewish,
and then self depreciating, like kind of like creative guy,
yeah.
That I was like, this fucking schlub, and then the next scene was him coming, her coming home to him, and he's playing on the PS5 with the headphones, and I was like, fuck, felt way too seen.
No, he rules. And he ends up being like just a lovely guy.
But yeah, the movie opens with like. Two, like, you don't see these people, you just hear them narrating. Mm. They're like asking questions to each other about who do you think these three people are, as like the three main characters of the movie.
It's a great opening. It's,
this is my favorite movie for the year.
Yeah, wow.
And I know that like I guess you had it overhyped for you in the lead up or something, or
I don't know. I mean, I was kind of seeing 6 films a day at the time. I really liked it, but I was also like, okay, that's fine. Like it's just kind of, I don't know, maybe I wasn't in the right headspace.
For me, it was just
quite like an emotionally minimalist film too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's you said it wasn't life changing, and I don't think this film is trying to be life changing.
No, it's not. But I've seen a lot of people, like a lot of people's like, and critics and like cinema fans have been like, this movie is like insane. Like it's like so amazing. I can't explain why. And I'm just like, I didn't have that effect with it.
For me, it's like obviously I can't relate to, you know, being Korean or being someone that's left, more importantly, someone that's left a country and then, you know, started a new life somewhere else and reconnecting with someone. But I am so nostalgic, and I keep in touch with so many people that I went, not just to high school, but primary school with. Like that's really important to me. Mm. And that level of nostalgia and, like, you know, always thinking about, oh, I wonder how my life would have been if I stayed better in touch with this person. My brain always does things like
dangerous
that.
Dangerous game to play, my friend.
Like just
dealing with the now, dealing with the reality. I could sit around all day and hypothetical. What if I had walked out of that door or whatever? But
the Korean guy who reconnects with Greta Lee's character.
He's great.
Is so fucking lovable.
Yeah,
he's also so incredibly attractive.
Yeah, he's like
he's like hottest dude on screen,
and it's just like absolutely ripped.
It's like, well, not only is Slam Dunk and Past Lives my tied best movie of the year, but it's also tied best movie for hottest dudes.
Slam Dunk is?
Yeah.
Which ones?
They're all fucking hot as shit.
Interesting. I don't know, man.
Dude, someone. My gym session on Saturday, new guy came, and he's clearly a basketball player
because
he's so fucking tall. And he
did you call him Gory?
and then he punched me directly, but like directly below.
I missed
the top
like,
of my
didn't
head.
Headbutt anyone in the movie that much, you know? They just like headbutt each other.
But when he does like punch Sakuragi, it's the fucking best. But he to use the exercise bike, he like pulled the seat up so fucking high, and it just looked so funny, and I started laughing. And I could just, obviously this is something that this guy is self-conscious about. You don't think about it when you're like a fucking
no,
like, you know, short ass. But
you're not short, are you?
No,
no.
But like, I'm like average. the One Piece Netflix show, average as shit. But
I'm
next
to you,
like, you're a little taller than me, but
I'm like 6 foot.
I have a lot of friends that are a little taller than me, or fucking, you know, Joyride.
Oh yeah,
who's just gigantic.
Sure, sure.
So I always have photos of people that are taller than me, and everyone's like, oh, short ass.
You know what? People always surprise when they meet me. They're like, oh, you're actually taller than I thought you were. I get that all the time, and
right.
I'm like, do I carry myself like a small person? Maybe my personality makes people think that I'm like short.
Or maybe I have the reverse. Maybe people think that I'm taller than I'm going to be.
Yeah, people are like, oh, you're actually tall.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? What'd you think? They're like, oh, just like your behavior. Like, but they're like, oh, just you're like the way you like
the
talk.
Way you the way you posted 30 bongs in a row on your Instagram profile. I thought you were short.
The way you dressed up as Joker for 9 years in a row at different Halloween parties. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
But yeah, man, I was in that
Joker 2019.
I was watching Past Lives, and I have that moment where I was like, fuck, this is like a near perfect movie to me. Like and I was like, I was just waiting for it to fuck up, but it
ends on such an amazing note. Like, I'm so glad that's where the film ended.
Yeah,
I don't know. I was also with someone, like a friend of mine, and I hadn't seen them for ages because we used to work together and we stopped working together. And I don't know. I was kind of like, you know, I don't know. I really shouldn't have taken someone, because I was kind of like, man, I wonder if they're liking it. And
yeah,
I don't know. I was kind of like, yeah, I don't know what it was. And the seats weren't that good. Like, I don't know. Maybe I need to see it again. But I'm also like, I don't know if I'm like emotionally prepared to see it again. And not that it devastated me, but I'm just like, it's not one I can just like throw on, you know?
I'm a hopeless romantic. Mm. And I saw this while holding my wife's hand for the entirety of it.
Who's Korean?
Isn't she? She's a Korean man.
She's a Korean man. He's ripped. He has a cute backpack. That was my favorite thing. I'm like, man, this guy's backpack is so cute.
So good. But no, I just like, I don't know.
It probably just made me so sad that I didn't want to think about it. The movie.
Yeah. Oh man, it was fucking devastating.
Yeah.
In a nice way.
Yeah. And it was devastating in like a very realistic way.
It's such a good movie, man. It's so simple.
It's great. Yeah.
It's so simple. Yeah.
Love it.
It has complicated feelings, but no complicated plot. It's like, it's all about overthinking and like,
surprising that you're just like, oh, this is it. Like, you know what I mean? They're not like someone's dying or getting like shot. It's very like, It's melodramatic, but in like a reality in a grounded sense. It's not like forced.
It rocks so hard. I just like, yeah.
I just can't watch it again, I think. And I'm never someone who's like, I can't watch that. I was just like, I don't think I can watch it right at the moment. Maybe in a few years. It is quite like a... It's like it's a beautiful piece of work, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, I don't love it. And that's because I just didn't love... I don't know. Maybe it made me sad. Maybe I'm realizing that now.
Yeah. It's a sad movie.
Yeah.
You, I mean, well, one take on it is that it's sad. The other, yeah. Or you can also have a very hopeful take.
Yeah,
on
or
it.
You can be like, "That's nice that two souls reconnected after."
Ren Gretely's character cries at the end.
Oh man, spoilers!
Yeah, we're not saying why.
Well, maybe she dies. Skype blows yeah. up.
But like the release that she finally lets herself have is really powerful.
Yeah, it's nice.
Fucking killer movie. Loved it so much. Really, really well shot. Made me want to go to Korea.
Yeah,
and then have a few drinks with the playground. Boys. No, hang out. Oh, yeah. hang out at late night in the boat and
the fellas.
And then, oh man, the fucking breakfast that his parents cook him the next day.
Yeah.
When he's hungover. Great shit. So jealous.
Yeah, yeah. Great. That was great. I just can't watch it again. But I didn't love it. But
so yeah, I had
a lot of contributing factors.
Great week last week where I watched Slam Dunk for a third time on the Wednesday, Past Lives on the Thursday, and then Friday night, B and I watched. You were so not invited to my bat mitzvah.
I'm going to say too, on the slam dunk, because you saw that before we recorded last week.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you for not inviting anyone over to be on the podcast, because I know you're with a lot of other people. And I was literally at one point, I was like, this motherfucker, I'm going to have to like say, aha, get it, but please don't. I was like, at one point,
I know you.
I know.
I know you would just internally shut down if I brought another podcast.
I just don't want, no one's ever coming on this. I just can't. It's not the... No one wants guests anyway.
I don't know, but if we... I swear we could grow.
Great where it is.
Do you want to make a bunch of money off these?
Look, man, we've seen how it goes.
I know, it's true.
You sit on a fucking TV set, pretend you're podcasting. It's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, it's not for me. I duck out as soon as it gets that. I would only pivot if we actually had a TV show that was unrelated to this.
Right.
And so it was like you and I... interviewing people like guests, like hey like I've said to you so many times, a shot for shot remake of Hey Hey It's Saturday.
Yeah, sure.
If somehow you and I obtained the rights to Hey Hey It's Saturday, I'd still do Hey Fam, but the
and
show
it's called
where
Hey
we,
Hey It's Not Saturday and yeah it, and it airs Hey on Fam a, on it's a Friday Saturday. Yeah. Hey Fam It's Saturday, yeah,
yeah, and we'd just do that, and like we'd have Pluck a Duck, we'd have Dickie Knee, that's the only, we would do Red Faces, it would be the same show, that's the only way.
Yeah,
I can't do it on this is different, like I can't do it.
No, I get it.
It's my past life.
Hey Fam rocks because it is just like...
Yeah, because we have to explain. Oh, have you seen this? Oh, well, this is what happens in it. It's just immediately the intimacy between you and I is gone. You know what I mean?
And just like...
Past Lives.
Just like Past Lives where B and I hold hands for the entire movie.
Who am I holding hands for?
No. Angus and I hold hands for yeah. every episode of Hey
I'm
Fam.
The Korean boy. I'm getting cucked by you and your wife. But yeah, no. I really want to get the rights to Hey Hey It's Saturday just so we can make it.
That would be so good.
That is like a legitimate dream. Just imagine you and me as like two Daryls. Or like I'm Aussie or something and you're Daryl. Like how good is that? Or
yeah.
I'm Dickie
Knee. I like two Daryls.
Two Daryls is good. Yeah. Double Daryl shotgun.
With like just fucked makeup.
Yeah. Just like looking like absolute shit.
We have to try and go bald or start to go
bald. I'd do anything if that was part of it.
One other great thing about Hey Fam, and I feel like everyone can hear this, is we're both full head of hair. Beautiful.
So loud and luscious.
No, nothing,
curly.
No receding.
Yeah, no, I've got great. I'm so grateful for that. We're not Moby. We're not Billy Corgan.
But yeah, but obviously we're gonna get deep in the mutant zone soon. But I just want to talk
get
about
in that fucking sewer, aren't we?
I want to talk about this Netflix movie because, like, you know, yeah.
Oh yeah, the Adam Sandler.
I spent a great deal of last week hating Netflix because of the One Piece.
Wait, can I just confirm something? Is it a Happy Madison joint?
Yes.
Yeah,
it is. At the beginning,
I think they all are, aren't they? Like every movie he
does.
Yeah,
that's just
Happy
what he does now.
So Adam, I love that for him,
dude. It's so whack. So Adam Sandler made this fucking movie, and his family are in it.
His daughters are the leads, right?
His daughters are the leads, and the best thing about it is his wife plays the mother of like
a friend's
daughter
or something.
A friend's daughter,
and he's got like a hot wife in it.
Anyway, his wife is fucking Elsa from Frozen, who's in Uncut Gems.
Idina Menzel.
Idina Menzel, who was his wife in
his wife
in
Uncut
too.
Gems.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
But everyone's like, oh, it's nepotism, and it's like I don't know, like I've. Like this is, even though it's based on a book from like 15 years ago or something, it just feels like such a deeply personal movie for him to be making with his family, and it just seems like this fun thing that he did with his family. I think it's sick that he cast his awesome. Family. So it is somewhere between like a Superbad or like Good Boys,
yeah,
but then also Mean Girls.
Yeah, sure.
So I feel like it's closer in spirit to Mean Girls cool. than like your.
But I heard it's like pretty good looking as well. Like it's visually it's really great, nice.
Really well yeah, shot. Yeah. yeah, yeah. And like some of the jokes don't really hit.
Well, you're not a 14-year-old Jewish girl.
Exactly. Yeah. So it is a movie made for teenage girls, but
which
I
is great.
Like everyone can watch the hell out of this. It is extremely Jewish.
Yeah, sure.
Which I think is really cool.
But I have been watching a lot of Curb, so.
But this is like prepped. Yeah, like all of the different, like. It's not just like oh, but mitzvah is a party that you have when you come of a certain
no,
age.
No, it's like a huge.
It's all about like her practicing the singing that she has to do in the ceremony and. You know what you have
being
to wear.
A woman, that's when you become a woman, right?
Yeah, yeah. And but there's also like gross out stuff in it. There's like lots of like period humor.
I was about to say period jokes.
And I ain't talking about Jane Eyre.
Yeah, no one's going there. We're not talking about Jane Austen. I think you meant to say.
Well, what's Jane Eyre?
I think it's a book from that era, but Jane
it still
Austen,
works.
It does, but Austen's like the obvious one.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm underground.
You're downloading manga.
No, I'm way dumber than that. I'm spending hundreds of dollars out of print versions.
You're
of
fan
it.
Scanning, baby.
Dude, I was like lost my mind this week because I found in Australia the first ever translated alternative manga book from 1988. Someone had a copy of it selling from Manly.
Really?
At a really good price. I was like, fuck. And like, yeah. So that's arriving next week.
I love this for you.
I'm so happy. I have this like stupid book collection that literally no one will care about.
Yeah, you will.
Me, I will. But yeah. So yeah, it's really funny. It's really heartwarming and sweet. It's a killer movie.
Yeah, cool. I guess I'll get Netflix now.
I can't wait for the kids to watch this one with Tilly when she's a bit older. And there's good DJ jokes in it too, because there is a bat mitzvah DJ.
Yeah.
Or a bar mitzvah DJ as well, because he does both. But and he's played by like an Israeli comedian, and he's really funny. He's like this shithead that DJs all the parties.
Mad tings.
Yeah, it was. And Adam Sandler is so fucking good in it, man.
He's
great. Just like he's just this lazy supportive dad.
Awesome.
And like even though like something like honestly like something either like one of the kids will yell at the mom or the mom will get angry at something and then it will just cut to him going, oh boy.
That's what you do at home, isn't it?
Yeah. And I'm like, they could have definitely written a cleverer bit than that, but I'm like, kind of works. It's just Adam Sandler being his useless dad.
He just seems like the most likable man on the planet.
I fucking love him so much, man.
His trajectory has been so good too. Like he's just like, he's amazing. I love him.
Yep. And I bet we'll be seeing a lot more.
Sequels or something?
No, just like his kids showing up in more stuff.
Remember when Apatow was casting Maud in the stuff, like his daughter?
Who, sorry?
Judd Apatow, remember cast his daughter and stuff?
They said yeah. Apple Tower. I'm like, what Apple the fuck Tower. Is Apple Tower?
Yeah. new phone.
New game. What was that?
Apple Tower
that
Boys.
the Family Guy clone game. It was called like... Something Tower, and it was like
Tiny Tower.
No, don't you remember? Ooh. We were obsessed with it. It was like a long arc of Hey Fam was us riffing on this like shitty phone game where you never play. We only saw the ad. Hustle Castle,
and like it had like you looked like American Dad character. Like yeah. And then like the game itself was not that. It was just like a supply chain game.
It was like get the princess, and then yeah. She like rips her. Clothes off and is in her underwear.
And then, yeah, she's like got blurred out tits. And yeah, stuff. Yeah. Yeah, wild behavior.
Absolutely.
I miss content.
But, yeah, I also reckon the girl who plays Adam Sandler's daughter's best friend will be in a lot of stuff because she's awesome in this too. Oh, funniest thing as well, the, like, dumb prick boy that she has a crush on that she realizes is an asshole. Guess which brand he exclusively wears for the entire movie. It's really funny. Like, think of the funniest possible brand that...
A Jewish man could wear?
No, just that a dumb kid in a movie could wear.
Oh, FUBU?
No. It's online ceramics.
Oh, that's amazing.
So all of... I swear he wears a few t-shirts that you own.
Yeah, he probably would.
Yeah.
That's huge for them too.
I know, it's crazy.
For the online ceramics
boys. But like, these dickhead kids kid wears like six different online ceramics t-shirts.
It's really funny too because they cost like so much money.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, like, I remember in
well researched. I thought.
I remember watching Euphoria and they're wearing like Aries and online ceramics. I'm like, these fucking teens are not affording that.
Yeah, it's,
yeah.
Whereas this like yeah, this rich
nepo baby
rich kid is definitely
that's
definitely
awesome. I love that. I love now that I have a character I can relate to in cinema.
Yeah,
I've been going. It's been a long time between Joker films, you know.
Sure. Next Halloween costume sorted.
I can't wait. Joker 2.
When is that? Yeah, I mean,
I guess holding it for the strike.
Yep. That's the main reason. Iger's like, I'll tell you what, I'll come back into talks with, if you show me a little clip from Joker 2.
Yeah, I want to see what those wizards over at Warner Brothers have been cooking up with Lady Gaga. That's wild, man. It's going to be a musical.
You reckon?
No, it's basically like all but confirmed.
Yeah, Matt.
That's insane. It's going to like melt the right people's
minds. I hope there's no reference to anything Batman related in it. It's just
I think there will be.
It's just clowns.
I just think it's like two clowns singing. It's like so wild.
Singing Gary Glitter songs. It would be so good
too if Lady Gaga wins the Oscar. It's just like, and he gets it again. Yeah. They're just like the only actor in history to win an Oscar for the same role. How crazy would that be?
Yeah. That's
dude, I was thinking the other day, you want. I was just like, Joker was nominated for Best Film by the Academy. Not like just Best Actor. And I think it won like four Oscars or something. It was the most nominated film that year.
It's so funny.
You watch, man, that movie's going to age like wine.
Have you been to that staircase?
Maybe before I knew it was the Joker staircase.
Okay.
Maybe they called it the Joker staircase because I went there when I was in. It's in Brooklyn, right?
It used to be called the Anger staircase, but yeah, then they renamed it to the.
They're gonna change it to the Anger staircase. Well, look, we didn't talk about Ninja Turtles, so we will next episode.
Oh no, I said I could do a whole episode on it, and will right now.
I could do this all day
because it's the end of Hey Fam, but it's the beginning of Pay Fam. We're gonna get Mutant Mayhem in this motherfucker.
Oh, dude, I forgot. We got some devastating news that we'll cut to the next episode and we'll talk about the devastating
news. We also got a new Tom Hardy trailer.
Oh man, that's great news. I'm glad.
It's incredible news. So you'll drop the bad news, then we'll talk about that trailer, then we'll talk Mutant Mayhem. And then I just saw you're playing fucking Starfield.
Yeah, I got sent a code last week from the Wizards of Microsoft.
It's on Game Pass though. What do you need code for?
Because it was like early last week. It came out today, I think.
Right.
But I was playing it for like 7 days.
Cool.
Yeah.
I saw your level 7. So that means you've been doing one level a day?
Yeah, I've barely played. I'm like 8 hours in.
Okay.
Watching a lot of... Oh, that's right. I was with my parents for the weekend for Father's Day. So yeah, I've been away from home. I got it downloaded it Friday night, drove to my parent. I've barely been touching it.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to talk about it. Yeah. And Mutant Mayhem.
I'm going to make sure this bad news is actually true.
Okay, wow. All right. Well, and look, you get to find out what this bad news is all about by going to patreon.com/heyfam. We do two episodes every single week, and the second one is paywalled, but guess what? It's better. And it costs $5 a month for you to be a patron of Hey Fam. You get access to all of our bonus episodes, which is 1 hour a week. Plus, you get access to our Discord community.
It's crazy.
And you can process this bad news with an entire community of Hey Fam listeners like yourself. So come and join us over at patreon.com/heyfam. $5 a month, the best $5 you'll ever spend.
Yeah, I've got the bad news. It's okay.
Okay. Well, take a deep breath and I'll see you over at Hey Fam.
Okay. Are you ready?
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.